Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
And we are on fire with Kevin. And Kevin, that question, the last one you raised, the 21st one, when voting before the 1960s, the Great Book was used to determine. You can't hear me? Can you hear me, Kevin?
I can now.
Oh, you can hear me now?
Yes,
oh.
I can now.
There we All go. Right. That question about voting in the Great Book used to determine if your vote would count in statewide elections, actually determined by looking in the Great Book. What is... I don't...
You're gone.
I don't know why.
Okay, well, I'm sure we know why, but anyways, what was actually determined by looking in the Great Book is what you're asking me.
What's that?
You're actually
yeah, the Great Book.
What,
yes.
What was the Great Book? Well, the Great Book was whether or not you were a landowner.
Oh, okay. I got it.
Okay, now number 22. Do you now we're going to switch gears. We're going to switch over to personal. And then 22, 23, 24, we'll do three in a row. Number 22, do you know what a dead fiction is?
Mm-hmm.
23, are you a dead fiction? And number 24, do you know how to spell your name so that you are not a dead fiction?
Uh-huh.
Okay, now, I like explaining this one, so should I explain?
Well, of course, you've got me my chair now, on the edge of the seat.
Okay, well, we go back to the rules and regulations of the English language.
Yes.
Okay, and so when you put three nouns in a row, the first two become something other than nouns. We can call them adjectives or something, you know, whatever. Uh-huh. But they're no longer nouns. And here's an example. Okay, if I was to say to you these words, the clay brick wall. Okay, in that you would think, okay, now wait a minute, what did he just say? You can get a visual of this, but you can think, you see before you. Bricks made out of clay in the form of a wall, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So now you've got that picture. Now, you realize you can pick up and hold a brick. So that's a noun, okay, otherwise. And a clay is also a noun. You can pick it up and hold it. So you have clay, brick, wall in a row. But when you put them together, clay becomes an adjective and describes brick. And then brick becomes an adjective and describes the word wall. And the only noun you have in the grouping left is the last one, the word wall. And then the same thing is with your name. And so if you don't put some punctuation in your name, your first and middle name become adjectives.
Mm-hmm.
I would be a Kevin Walter France. Now, you cannot look up in the dictionary and find an adjective Kevin or an adjective Walter, okay? So you have to put a punctuation, which is called a hyphen, between your first and middle names, which gives it a compound noun status. And then because it's capitalized, the first letter, it is your name. So it's a proper noun. It's your first and middle names, Kevin Walter, compound noun. No problem. Mm-hmm. They're now nouns.
Yeah.
And then you leave a space and you type in you put down a hieroglyphic When we discovered how to read hieroglyphics, this was an all-important discovery. It was the double dot, and it means of the, okay? And it's a dot over one another, and we call it a colon for some reason. I don't know how they came up with that word, but it's a colon, and it means of the.
Well, that's because we get a colostomy bag. Yeah, that's why. Okay, I'm sorry.
I know.
Yeah.
They do play word games.
See? And there we go again.
Yes, and so anyways, so then you have that before your last name, because your last name actually represents a group of people, and those are the people that you meet up with every year at the family reunion, and they all bear the same last name as you.
That's right. Excellent, excellent. We'll take a break and come back. We'll take a question or two. We'll continue with our questions, 73 questions, authored by Kevin Walter Franz. And I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned for more. We shall return.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Czar, you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit a box without a social security. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your data files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis on telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartate poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $5, $150, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debt into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination items if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark. You may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
We are. Boy, we are having a very interesting lesson here tonight. Very good questions, and I think we've got a few people on the line that have a few comments or questions, too. Would you like to take a call, Kevin?
I was thinking the same thing. They would probably be getting mad by now.
Well, that's all right. They're patient, but I think it'd be interesting to intersperse a call or two with more questions and keep this going because we have a ways to go, but we'll get them. We'll get most of them anyway. Let's take Larry. Hey, Larry, Wisconsin, how are you?
I'm doing okay, Rick. I appreciate it. Great show.
Thank you.
You having Kevin on tonight. I'd like to see him on the show again if you're both willing. If you're both willing.
Of course.
The comments I wanted to make is Bill Cooper was mentioned earlier in the show. I wanted to state that Bill Cooper has more integrity and character in the tip of his fingernail than what the entire federal government ever had. And I personally hope that people that murdered him spend an eternity in hell. I wanted to say that regarding Bill Cooper because he was a great man. If our government was made of people like that, we wouldn't have these kind of problems. The second thing is, it's obvious that, that we're dealing with a bunch of fraudulent criminals here, and I just thought I'd throw out, what the police do when, come across criminals. They use superior force. I just thought I'd throw that out there.
Sure. Any comment, Kevin?
It's hard to overcome superior forces unless you have the author of the Bible on your side. You and him can take anything.
That's right. You say one with the Father is a majority.
Right. don't know how else to answer that because, you know, like I said earlier, I'd probably be dead unless because I'm doing exactly what I'm supposed to be doing where I'm doing it.
Yes.
Otherwise, I'd
you
be
are.
Gone.
You are, truly. Well, we all are. We all are, actually.
I'll go ahead and get and let somebody else get on here.
All right, thank
you.
Thank you, Larry. Amen. We appreciate you all. How about, let's take Frank in Louisiana now. Frank, hi, you're on with Kevin.
Good evening, fellas. I appreciate what y'all are doing here tonight. This is so important. In my studies of learning, because I saw in the 60s as a boy that they were close, just totally lying to us after the assassination. And it was progressive over the years. But in my studies, the way that people get at you is through a bunch of legal trickology. That's all they do. It's fraud, deception, coercion, fear, and so forth. And when y'all were talking about a corporation, that is one of the main ways that the government gets at you. A corporation is nothing more than a legal fiction. It's a fiction, really. It doesn't even exist, except if you contract into it.
And yes, well, you know, before you go any further there, young man, I'd like to tell you that at the end of the questions, I deal with with just exactly what you're talking about, and so the fiction part, because if you don't, the part we just covered about your name so that you're not a dead fiction,
See,
that's important when you go into their court system, because you have entered into a fictional jurisdiction,
exactly.
Whether you understand what I just said or not. And when you go in there and you don't know how to spell your name, you become fiction because there's no adjective Kevin or adjective Walter. See, I go in there and I become a fiction, and all of a sudden the judge has got jurisdiction over me in fiction.
That's exactly right. And, for instance, when you hear a preacher man saying, by the power invested in me in the state, I now pronounce you man and wife. Why do we even have to take a license with the state? It's a fiction. And when you have a 501c3 corporate, which I understand was started under the devil named Lyndon Baines Johnson, what you're doing is you're saying Jesus Christ isn't the head of the church anymore. The state is, because you're contracting with the state.
Yes.
And you have to follow their laws now. But you approach everything as a sovereign man made flesh and blood or woman, and the laws say that you have all the rights previously given to the King of England in Lansing versus Smith. When you begin to approach it as a free man, not part of the federal fiction, that's the way I found that I've been able to beat him every time, you see.
Good for you. Good for you. I'm happy to hear that. So you appreciate what we're saying tonight, then. This is not falling upon deaf ears, huh?
You definitely have to. You have to be educated, not indoctrinated, which we've become through the Dewey camps.
Amen.
They indoctrinated us through years. This is very well planned. And if you listen to guys like your guests here tonight, you will begin to have some that the Bible says that my people, it says suffer. It says perish for lack of knowledge.
All right. Understanding, actually. Yes, that's
yes.
Right. All right, Frank. Thank you. Thank you very much for calling the show. Well, before we get back to more calls, I do want to back to some of these questions now, okay, Kevin? And
sure.
Please continue now, because you've touched on the dead fiction,
right.
And how do you spell your name and so forth, and that brings us up to, question 25.
Yes, and now that you've got a swollen head because you found out you're no longer a dead fiction, you go right into 25 and you go, well, okay, who is the person with the top authority in the county? And then in quotation marks after that, I put down, it's not the sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
And so number 26 kind of answers it, and it says, could it possibly be the individual citizens of the county? And I think you understand that if this was a yes or no, it would be the longer of the two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
And then I went into, well, how about things that I own? 27 happens to the title of your car when you buy it new from a dealer. And this is, I have a story behind that because I was able to buy a truck in 94 and I didn't have to use it for a while. The reason I bought it, I was giving my old truck to one of my sons.
Yeah.
So it kind of just sat around and I, you know, for the first 30 days, you know, they give you that temporary. But I drove it for probably 6 months, just in the evenings, maybe a corner to get a something, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And they sent me a couple of letters. Aren't you gonna send us your title? Because when I wrote this, you had to send the title downstate, and they right away. I mean, you didn't see it, but now they give it to you. Mm-hmm. And I had put a 5/8 copper sweat cap over the little thing on the dashboard. And so they couldn't respond with me, and they didn't, and they knew I wasn't sending in anything, and they know who I am. And so I think they panicked. They sent me 2 letters, and finally I said, okay, enough of this. I'm going to play their game because I don't wish to deal with a young deputy sheriff that doesn't know everything and everybody that he should.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyways, I still play the game of having a license. Excusez-moi.
Uh-huh.
So anyways, now we're going to get back to the fact that what happens, it's number 28. Why does your car dealer have you sign papers that gives him the power of attorney concerning the car you are buying, and then with that power sends the title to the state in which you live, which in turn issues a certificate of title, which is not really a title at all, because it's number 20, do you really own your car? And then I guess we could, number 30 is, okay, you got your swollen head and you're not sure about your car anymore. Let's see what the federal government thinks of you. So number 30, why did President Roosevelt back in the 1930s change a congressional act called Trading with the Enemy Act of the year 1917 to now read so that trading with the enemy now means you and me, the individual citizens of several states.
Mm-hmm.
And so that takes care of your swollen head right away because you realize, uh-oh, something's up here. And then they did it through the Federal Reserve Board was the thing that were the nails in the coffin. So number 31 is, what is the Federal Reserve Board? And then 32, is it federal and is there a reserve?
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty basic. But anyways,
the shorter answer, right?
Yeah, sure. Yes.
The shorter word. No.
Right. And so number 33, right to the problem. And this is where they get in. Even though the president appoints the chairman of the reserve, is it really a private corporation owned by 10 private families from around the world? And then you go, oh, wait a minute. So number 34 is, what is constitutional money? And 35 is a big one because most people don't do these things anymore. I didn't even know that you could do such a thing, you know, when I first started business.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, here's 35. And
yeah.
When talking to a banker and you use the term, in quotations, what does this mean to him? And then in parentheses, I put example, a 60-day note or a 90-day note. That I didn't know you could borrow, you know, $10,000 for 90 days. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
You know, you're first learning. And so then, okay, so now number 36. Can you pay a debt with a debt? Now that takes a lot of we're just gonna go right past that because there's a lot there.
Oh yes.
Yes.
I'm thinking a lot right now, yeah.
Yeah. And so number 37 is a big question. Just what is a Federal Reserve note? Okay, now next one goes with we start getting into what some people used to think was okay, now you're getting over the top. And number 38, do you know what the government program called, in quotations marks, continuity government, unquote, and do you know what it's all about? Is it above ground? And this is an easier one because we know about the underground cities and stuff now. It's not for people to believe anymore. But this was, remember, written back in 98.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and number 39, who is in this so-called continuity of government and why are they there and who put them there? And the 40 is about the Russians, is similar, and then tunneling machine 41, and then the shortwave. Shortwave is more important, I think, back then. The internet has taken over shortwave, was no question 42,
yeah.
So that's not quite as.
But
relevant.
Still out there, as you know, thank
yes.
goodness. All right, we will be right back. More, we'll take another call or two, and our number is 800-313-9443. We're more than halfway through the 73 questions. With our guest, Kevin Franz.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in critical insurance premiums. Employers are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductible for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for information. It discusses American prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparation. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
Hey, all right, we're back. Kevin Franz and Rick Adams here tonight. Very interesting show. And we'll take another call, Kevin. We've got Marcus in Pennsylvania now. Hello, Marcus.
Hi, guys.
Yes.
Just wondering here if any of Kevin's questions have to do with when the rapture is going to take place. A lot of churches are in the business of deceiving the public into believing in a trib rapture, the rapture taking place after the tribulation.
Mm-hmm. I don't think you addressed that in your questions,
no,
did you?
No, that is not. But would you like me to give you my opinion?
Yes.
Okay. The subject of the rapture eventually leads you to be so heavenly-minded you're no earthly good.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't want to argue with anybody about rapture, pre-trib, post-trib.
Right.
I have just found that in the end, that is what occurs.
Right. Okay.
But
so,
you know, maybe when you expand your questions, maybe you get into 175 questions. Good heavens! Then you can put that down too.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. You make up a list, and we'll talk about it.
All right. Okay.
Yes.
Yes, Marcus.
I just feel that the question needs to be addressed only because the pre-trib people feel that the rapture will take place before the mark of the beast, then they will take the mark, believing the rapture should occur first.
Hmm.
You'll make your call if you were chosen, and I'm sorry, but it's the rules of the game.
Right, exactly.
Excellent.
Exactly.
Any other questions or comments, Marcus?
No, you're doing an excellent job. I appreciate the show, especially the name part. Thank you for that.
Thank you very much calling in. All right, 800-313-9443. Let's get back now to the next question on your list, Kevin.
Okay, and then that would be, let's see, I'm sorry.
Question two, is it? Or four? Oh, yeah, shortwave.
I was going to go 42 with shortwave because it's kind of an old, and those frequencies might aren't probably good except for the 50, 70. But anyways, Mars is still there on Saturday on 5.070. But anyways, number 42 was kind of to lighten things up because it was such a heavy encounter. And so number 43 is
I like this question. This is a good question here.
Well, it probably must arrive because I've been thinking about all the things I'd learned over the shortwave, and there's a lot of things about vitamins and minerals on the shortwave, and Tom Valentine, you know, and Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
Okay,
sure,
number 43 was, do you agree or disagree with this statement? Vitamins are the carpenters, trace minerals are the wood, and nothing gets done unless they are both on the job.
Yes, I like that. That's good.
It's true. Yes. And then number 44 we talked of earlier, because right now on the original writing of this, and actually this right in the middle of this question, a limb fell out of a tree and landed on somewhere on the roof of my studio here in the garage. But number 44 is, why did Canada in 1904 enter into a treaty with the United concerning weather control? And so I have a side note on this one, too, because I have personal experience. I grew up on a mountaintop right off of Lake Erie, just south of Buffalo, New York. And so the wind used to come off of Lake Erie and hit that mountain. And believe it or not, some of the trees had only limbs on the east side. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so it was a tough place, and a lot of snow. And I thought it was like that everywhere, but it isn't, I guess. So anyways, that... what they did in the 50s is they went out over Lake Erie and they seeded the clouds. And they said, okay, we're going to seed the clouds out over Lake Erie. The storm won't be so significant of an impact on Buffalo and the surrounding area. Well, they went up there and they seeded clouds and they got them to snowing. But what happened was they got them to snowing, and boy, then it really took off and buried Buffalo. And so everybody was ticked off, and the Buffalo Evening News had headlines. It was like 1959, you know, storm accelerated by seeding in the clouds. It was a big uproar, you know. Mm-hmm. So in 1959, I already knew that they were messing with the weather. And so in 1998, when I was writing these questions, I already knew that 1964 was 5 years down the road, and I knew why Canada had made the United States enter a treaty. We were messing with the weather around the Great Lakes, and it was affecting them, too, because their only cities are just north of the Great Lakes, because you know, it becomes Siberia any farther north, you know.
Yeah.
So that's why Canada did that. But anyways, it goes on to number 45, is, have you noticed the grid pattern of jet aircraft condensation trails that do not dissipate like normal condensation trails?
Mm-hmm.
And then the next question is, number 46, it leads up to this question. It is, what is the main function of the Air Force 910th Air Wing out of Ohio? And so if you put two and two there, you can realize what I'm asking there and what these people do there.
That's right.
Then I switch over to something really scary that I'm not quite sure of the full understanding of this. But number 47 is, what is a presidential decision directive? And they like to use those acronyms, the PDD or whatever, you know, only use letters just to confuse you. But and then number 48, what does PDD number 25 do, and has anybody seen the full version? Well, when that hit the scene, then the full version was, we thought, pretty much was going to deal with the fact that our armed forces have been given a NATO authority.
Uh-huh. Good questions. Excellent. All right. We'll have more calls, more questions. We'll continue. Kevin Franz, in just 3 minutes, Rick Adams, Uncensored Radio, Free America. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Casting Network, because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartivite out the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
And there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 22.
In the United States, now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in family struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
The first step in winning the war, spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
Yes, we are, and we're getting to the end, actually, of the questions and not too much time. We're going through all of your 73 questions here. Kevin, tonight, and I'm having a good time actually doing this.
Well, thank you. I've smiled and laughed a couple times myself.
Good. That's great. You have to survive great. In this insane world. But you were mentioning the PDD and the presidential directive, and what does all this stuff mean? And now we have the signing statements, as you know. We have all of this other regalia and this nonsense that is paraded around as constitutional. When we know that it's anything but. So continue. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, number 49 deals with what we just went ahead. Everybody just went through about the IRS. Yep. Number 49 is the Congress has set up 90 trust funds. Now, this is in 98, so there might be a month or two more now. Mm-hmm. Anyways, trust fund number 2 deals with what foreign country? And then trust fund number 62, which has been named capital IRS, in quotes, deals with what foreign country has jurisdiction only in that country.
Mm.
Now, those two, now, when you understand the significance of those two, you could we could talk for a few minutes on that. But anyways, we're just for the question. So number 50 is what does, in quotations, capital H-A-A-R-P, unquote, mean, Harvard?
Mm-hmm.
Then 51, why does HARP radiate its power on the same wavelength as the human brain? And I left the word human in there. I shouldn't have. Try not to ever use the word human, but it's just man or woman or child.
Mm-hmm.
And so the answer to that, the little side note, is last year the HARP, which was radiating heating things in the ionosphere,
mm-hmm.
and was what was happening with what, but it was sold to a company last year, so maybe things were getting a little too hot for the United States government, and they kind of unloaded it, but they sold it. And so now we have to worry about another, somebody else even using the we came up with. But
mm-hmm. Well, this government did, rather than we. I don't like to use that word, we. Because I know you and I didn't come up with it, that's for sure.
No, but somebody really smart did.
There you go. Right.
So anyways... Number 52 is there are 36 HARP installations throughout the world, with one in Alaska. Where are the rest? And then Tex Mars has an interesting opinion on where the rest are. But
really?
Yes, he does. It's quite. But anyway, 53 is also an interesting one. It provokes the thoughts of black hooded, ski equipment, or for downhills. who, number 53, what is the multi-jurisdictional task force?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's we try not to even think about that when one of the ones where, you know, that's a deep dark and we aren't even going to go there long. But number 54, we get into our pocketbooks, and is the federal government bankrupt and actually has been since 1930?
Mm-hmm.
And we know that to be true now. And then number 55 is a good one because it's hard to pin this one down. But when did the state governors co-sign for this debt and sign thing over in the states as collateral for this debt, which includes you and me, making us, quote, chattel slaves, which is the legal definition of a living entity that is being used as collateral.
Mm.
So it's I could wow. call up and call you Goyim chattel slave.
Yes, and you have.
Happy Groundhog
yes.
Day, yes. So, okay, and then number 56 is why do you need a license to do what the Constitution says is a pre-existing right, and that be right to travel freely about the country,
mm-hmm.
and that we've covered those things. The answer to that is really the car is yours, it's been signed over as collateral, and you're driving a state-owned car, and they don't want you to smash it up, and they want to make sure you know how to drive it, so they make you get a license, pass a test to give you a license that you know how to drive that state-owned car, which is being used as in the plus column in the co-signing of the federal debt.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how that plays out.
Mm-hmm.
And how many? This number 56 starts getting nitty gritty again, and it's going to go out with a bang. But number 57 is how many colors are on the flag of the United States of America? And I should have put of America, but I didn't. But so that's a wrong thing there. How many colors are on the flag of the United States is what I wrote down. And usually it's the answer is three. That's one of those rhetorical ones. And then what does it mean, number 58, when a gold fringe is placed around the flag of a country or state? And then the next one is I had a number 59 is what is the ratio of hoist to fly on a constitutional flag and how big is the star field?
Mm-hmm.
There's two of those lying in my county, one at the new veterans building down south and then one on my
uh-huh.
property.
Yeah.
And then next does number 62. Let's go down to 62, Alaska. And are Alaska and Hawaii legally states? And I would probably just say to this point, it's the most exciting thing to do is to go find out that Hawaii has successfully established themselves as a country again and are really legally no longer qualified as one of the 50 states.
Mm-hmm.
And so at that point in time, you realize that something's going on, and that's a fun one to research.
Yeah.
Okay.
I could add one to that. You might add this question. Is Israel the 51st state?
Well, it'll only be number 50 because Hawaii is gone, and so we're back
up
on
until
50.
This question, yes.
See, it all flows. We're still at 50.
So. All right.
Okay, very good. Okay, and then number 63 is do you own property, and do you know what an allotted land patent is?
Mm, we talked about that before, didn't we? You called in on that.
Yes, and so when you find out what that really is, then you can answer number 64. If you don't know what an allotted land patent is, do you really own your property?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a scary one. And so then number 65 is we're getting pretty nitty-gritty here. And is there more than one judge advocate general under admiralty law? And that's the full extent of that question. And you go, oh, hey, I remember that TV show, Judge Advocate General, JAG officers, you know, running
uh-huh.
around. And
mm-hmm.
the yellow fringe flag always in the scene everywhere. And so number 66 deals with the since yellow fringe around our flag represents admiralty law, and under that law, there is only one person with the word judge in his title in the entire system of admiralty law. What law are people breaking when they call themselves judges? And there's actually a law that there actually has a number and everything, but it pretty much deals with number 67, and the question is, what does the term impersonating mean? And so you might get.
I was just thinking of that word.
Yeah. And it's a good word. And so, anyways, then number 68 is for people when they They are in La La Land, and they're just gonna go to Walt Disney World, and everything has meaning. So you better watch where you stand, because they might have a hose that blows air up your wife's skirt or something. You know what I mean? You got to watch where you're going. Everywhere you go in the fun house, because that's where number 68 starts off. In the fun house, we call a courtroom. And the first thing I ask is, why are there elevations or levels of platforms courtroom?
Mm-hmm.
And you go, I don't know. I really never thought about that. And why are there? And so that's going to lead you to the next question if you do your research, and that is number 69. Can evidence pass from one level in courtroom to another level? That is to say, from one platform 7 inches high to a platform 14 inches high. And you think about that. Well, let's see, when I walk in, you're standing on the floor, and the next level up is the jury box. And then the next, you go up two steps to usually get into the witness box, and then the judge actually goes up three steps before he gets onto his platform, which is, you know, 3 times 7, 21 inches high. And you go, what's going on there? And so you begin to realize that there's questions you've never even thought to ask about the layout of the game,
mm-hmm.
on the floor plan of the game Monopoly that we're playing, or whatever you want to call it. Okay, so now number 70 is a good one. I like this one because it's such a simple thing. But when you think about what it's doing, and I'll explain to you how they came up with it. But anyways, because of the law called boxing, this is number 70, which states that anything placed in a box, quote, box, whether on a page or in a courtroom, that whatever has been placed in a box is technically removed from that page or courtroom. Do you now think there might be a diabolical reason,
mm-hmm.
why there is a witness box, a jury box in our courtroom?
Mm-hmm.
Another box is created by the knee wall that separates the peanut gallery, and that means the audience, you and me, the rest of the courtroom, a total of three. And, you know, there's a typo error. I've only put the word the in, and there's an R and E missing. It's supposed to be a total of three boxes.
We can revise it.
Yes. And so you go, holy cow, why are boxes? And, you know, when you think back, I can remember looking at old shows from way back, and there were no boxes, and you just sat in chairs, and everybody's mm-hmm. on the same level, and we now have rules that you better get the game down. So number 71, is it possible that there might be yet another box when considering a courtroom?
Mm-hmm.
You go, really? And then you think, well, there's the jury box, the witness box. The judge is kind of sitting in a box, but he really isn't. He's just got a little wall in front of him and a bench. That's why they call it, he's sitting at the bench.
Little does he know you have a cartridge box there, too.
You might have something underneath there if they can mm-hmm. calm the ruly, you know, when the natives get restless.
Yes, he has to come
down hard. But anyways, you go, okay, so lay it on me. What's the other box I'll talk about? And so number 72 is, do you know about the law with all its rules and regulations, which is known by the name, quote, the law of cornering, unquote, which goes into effect, a flag which represents a nation or state or a jurisdiction is set up as a standard and shown in a preeminent position in a room with four corners,
mm-hmm.
and which upon this placement puts the room, its contents, its occupants under the jurisdiction of the flag being shown and whatever or whom the flag represents. An example would be if a group of Japanese businessmen rented a room at the Holiday Inn and preeminently showed the Japanese flag, which would immediately place the room under Japanese jurisdiction. We have a movie about that. It's called Rising Sun with Sean Connery. Remember, there's a murder out there in a mm-hmm. room that the Japanese flag had been erected, and yeah. Remember Sean Connery asked permission to win because it was under Japanese jurisdiction. Movie.
Yeah, that was not about 15 years ago. I think,
yeah, right? See, well, that's where it gave me my idea for example. And so is it, okay, so that goes, okay, so now we're in trouble. That means we can have jurisdictions set up within jurisdictions in little boxes that we call courtrooms. So now we have to realize this will come on up to number 73. And number 73 is the last one, and it's a real long one, so bear with me. It's kind of more of a statement than a question, but excuse me. And so number 73, is it possible that when you enter a courtroom which has a gold-fringed flag in a preeminent position, you have entered a jurisdiction which can now take control of you and everything you represent, which is precisely what will happen unless you carry with you a constitutional flag, miniature, of course, of which you never set down or relinquish. You pin it to the front of your shirt. Since your flag, quote, jurisdiction, does not match the judge's flag, which is another jurisdiction, there can be no, quote, joinder, which simply means he does not have control over you and you do not have control over him. Also, since the judge's flag, with its gold fringe, a total of four colors, red, white, blue, and yellow, represents no nation or state, only a fictional jurisdiction.
Mm-hmm.
You now need to know how to punctuate your name so you are not dead fiction and there can be no joinder in fiction.
Mm.
You need to punctuate your name with a hyphen between your first and middle names, and which gives them proper noun status, along with a colon before your name, which colon means of the. So when put together, you now have first and second names that have kept their proper noun status, and your last name represents a group of people, those relatives that bear the same last name.
Mm-hmm.
If you do not do these things, you are a dead fiction with no jurisdiction on your side, and because of the four-cornering law, you've now entered into the jurisdiction of a four-colored flag, multi-law, and are now ruled over by a person impersonating the judge advocate general, and you don't stand a chance. And that's
it, yeah. That's the 73. That is very good, actually. Very happy that you managed to get it all in tonight on the program. That's actually very fitting that we really got it all through. And I have another call sitting by that would like to speak to us. So I'll tell you what, because the break is just about upon us, why don't we take the break, and when we'll take that call when we come back, if he's still there. But why don't you tell people once again how they can get an email copy of these 73 questions, writing to your email, okay?
Very well, thank you. It's J Genie, and it's spelled J-E-A-N-N-E. 174@s.com. And again, it's Genie, or just spell Jeanne 174@cs.com.
You're going to be getting quite a few emails, I'm sure. And by the way, those listening on the radio, let's give a big hooray to 93.3 FM, the Grand Army of the Republic Highway Broadcast Company. How's that, Kevin?
Hey, thank you, kind sir.
You're very welcome. 1-800-313-9443. And after the break, we'll take Ken in Texas. And don't forget, tomorrow night, Friday, we're on too. We'll have Gene from Texas, Gene Smith, BibleAndMan.com. Lots to talk about tomorrow night, too. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, will be right back in a final segment with Kevin Franz, our guest.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom. Without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. Thus is America in Prophecy, The Antichrist, Tyrants and War, Secret Societies, The New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More will give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight-efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Get Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovemoreonline.com. Website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. Put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleilWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yep. All right, we're back. We're back, and we only have a few moments left. So, Kevin, let's devote that to the questions, okay?
Sure.
We can get through. We got a couple here anyway. We got Ken in Texas now. Hello, Ken. You're on the program with Kevin Fromm.
Hey, I'm enjoying this. Hey, a couple years ago, code man comes over, says he's going to have an inspection. He walks back and forth, says, code rules and regulations. He says, no, it's based on law. I said, we'll sign a paper. No. Is it okay now? No. Nope. He goes to the car. I said, it's okay now, right? No. Nope. So they get a go to court. We're on trial by jury. And my wife writes across a letter about a corporation, don't live in a zone, don't live in a metro, handed to him. We get a letter not too long after that. And my wife wrote, this is not me. I'm actually not a corporation. I'm a child of God, you know, and mailed to him. And they haven't heard that.
Well, good. That's good news. How long ago was this?
Oh, maybe about a year ago.
Well.
See, resistance is, you know, in the Bible, you know, if you're the only response that comes to my mind immediately is that resist the devil and he will flee from you.
Yeah. Hey, people should hunt rice McCloud, too, the stuff on there you hunt around.
You know, I guess maybe that's the misconception that people have, that they're alone. They're not spiritually alone or physically alone, you know, if you really get right down to it.
And a friend of mine says he goes into court and the judge asks him who he was and he never gave his name.
That's right. Absolutely.
But you know, he sung and dances all around, but he never gave his name.
You know, when you start pushing them around, sometimes they just don't like being pushed around, but they don't push back. And when you're bigger than they are, you can be. You can really see some difference, some change. I know years ago when I was young and naive, thank you for the call, by the way, Ken. Kevin, when I was young and naive, I used to take 10 exemptions, you know, when you sign on to employment.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no, I don't want anything taken out of my pay. No taxes paid off. And they changed all of that. The IRS, oh, you couldn't do that. Well, the state came to me and said, well, you know, you owe this, that, and the other. I said, I'm sorry, but I can't pay. I said, however, I would be very happy to come down and dust the filing cabinets, wash the floors, clean the desks, and so forth.
Mm.
If you wish me to, I will work something out, but I ain't paying. That was, 20-something years ago, 28 years ago, my friend.
Well, congratulations, sir.
Yes.
That's quite an accomplishment.
Amen. I have just enough time to sneak in one more call from Joe Church. Hello, Joe. You're on with Kevin. Hi there, Joe. You're there. I know you are.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, you, Joe. Not much time, but
okay.
Say hello.
Hi, Kevin.
Good evening.
I'd like to go to Micah for a couple of verses. Micah chapter 6, chapter 7, verse 2 and 3.
Mm-hmm.
The good man is perished out of the earth, and there is none upright among men. They all lie in with blood. They hunt every man his brother with a three. That they may do evil with both hands, not one, earnestly. The prince asketh, that's a politician of today.
Mm-hmm.
And the judge asketh for a reward, that's a bribe. The great man, he uttereth his mischievous desire, so they wrap it up. And I say, so they wrap it up. All wrapped up.
Yeah. All right, Joe.
One other verse, if I could, if I got time.
Go ahead, quickly.
This is Deuteronomy 32:31, song that the overcomers were singing as they were going to meet Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
31, for their rock is not a rock, even our enemies themselves being judges.
Amen.
Kevin and Rick.
Thank you, Joe, and thank you, Kevin. Good show, and I'm glad we got it in. We'll do it again. We'll do more of these topics separate, okay?
I consider IBM the National Archive for us.
Amen. Thank you. Bless you, and keep up the good work, Kevin. Keep the faith. Good night now. All right. And good, ladies and gentlemen, good night to you, and we will be back again with any luck, if I may use that term, tomorrow night, 9 o'clock Central, with Gene Smith, the Bible Answer Man, Church-State Separation is a myth. We will tell you why. We will be back then, Lord willing, and until that time,